authorities are warning there's worse to come in Queensland's worst floods in half a century. Towns west and north of Brisbane have been cut off by floodwaters. Some residents have left their homes. Many more are getting ready to do the same. Chinchilla, Dalby and Warwick in the south, and Theodore and Rockhampton in central Queensland are at greatest risk. Police have arrested three teenagers who tried to ride the floodwaters on inflatable mattresses in Queensland. The teens attempted to ride the current 30 kilometres downstream to Southbank in Brisbane CBD. Police and emergency services found them floating on the swollen Bremer River, 15 kilometres from where they started. Across the border, floods in north-eastern New South Wales are expected to ease later today. About 100 people in Kyogle have fled the rising Richmond River. There's also been evacuations in Eugowra. Emergency workers are also keeping an eye on villages like Urbanville and Benalbo, which will be cut off for days. Wild weather is causing chaos on America's east coast. Blizzards have closed airports and severely disrupted road and rail travel. A state of emergency has been declared in six states. And two children have been injured in an overnight shooting in Sydney's southwest. Police say a man knocked on the door of the Greenacre home about 10:30 before firing several shots inside. An 11-year-old girl was struck in the thigh and a 16-year-old boy was hit in the foot.